Zeche dus was Avi Mori, Jakob Yitzchok Pinchas, Zeche dus was Daniel Shane, Yeshua Falk. We're up to packet three, packet Gimel. Mishenichnas, now this packet is about Shmias Klei Shir. In other words, what's the story? I mean, one of the big things that people are always asking about for the 3 weeks, 9 days, about music. Music. What's the story with music? Right? So far we didn't see anything about music. Right? We said there's an issue of getting married, right? We spoke about that a lot. And we said Rikudim Umcholos, we saw that in the Magen Avraham. But we didn't see anything of music. So the simple answer that people give is because maybe music is also the whole year round, Zecher L'Chorban, as it says in Shulchan Aruch and Tuf Sadach. We'll have a separate packet about that. It's good to know what is this issur of the whole year round of music, you know, because most people never heard of it. Because in the world today, the Orthodox world, you assume you can listen to music, right? They have concerts, you know, they have signs about concerts all over. So concerts is, you know, things people do. So you have to see, is it so posh that you can have concerts as long as that, live music? So if you assume that you can't, so now you understand very well why it's not mentioned about the 3 weeks, because it's nothing to do only with the 3 weeks, it's also the whole year. So let's see what it says. So it says the Gemara, we're in packet Gimel. Herschel, you have it?
Yeah, I'm getting it. Yes, that's okay. No, you continue.
Yeah. Mishenichnas ab mati b'simcha. So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara speaks about on page 2 on Chav Tesam and Alva Tainis. Mishenichnas ab mati b'simcha. Marav Yehuda Breder of Shmuel Bashelis Breder Av. Shem Shemenichnas ab mati b'simcha. Kach mishenichnas other marvim simcha, and Amar Papa Hilka Bar Yisrael the Islay Dina Bahadi Nochri. If you have a court case to adjudicate with a Nochri, so you should do it in Av. Shnabi Bnei Av Dereya Mazle, because it's a bad mazel. The Limtzi Nafshei BaOder, but Oder is a good time to have it. Dibari Mazle, but that doesn't mean that that's the only thing that is b'matim the simcha, right? In other words, Gemara gives this one example, but that doesn't mean that that's the whole idea of b'matim the simcha. So take a look in the Bekor Chayim. I remember when this came out, Rav Shechter was very excited about this when it first came out. The Sefer Bekor Chayim. But it's the parish of the Chavos Yair on the Shulchan Aruch. No. Yadav Lorambam is the deceivers. In different Mekorcha. Right. In other words, that's he wrote the Mekorchaim and Hilchos Pesach. But that's not this person. This is a different person. Well, Chuvas Chavos Yair. So the Chuvas Chavos Yair, he wrote a parish on the show that we didn't have. I remember when it came out. It was I remember Shach Begad at the Sfarb Cell. You know, the Sfarb Cell used to be right here. You know that? Sfarb Cell was in the Klein Base Medrash.
No way.
Yes. I mean, it was before it was a Base Medrash. That was when the Sfarb Cell.
Was it a Base Medrash?
And it was. You have to realize it was a very popular Sfarb Cell view back then. Hoppers, do you know this? Before you were born, probably. But I used to live upstairs here. It was very convenient. I'd buy my Sfarb and then bring them up to the dorm room. You know. Right, you have a Rabaron. You were probably in the Reitz Hall, right?
In my sophomore year, I was in Reitz Hall.
Yeah, you see, he's a Yid that knows what it is in Reitz Hall. And you when the Sfarb Cell was in the...
We didn't have a Sfarb Cell. We didn't have a Sfarb Cell.
Oh, you predate the Sfarb Cell. Oh, you predate. You probably hear Schaller's, the store Schaller's across the street. Oh, he's a yid that knows shalops. Shalops is as far
and
as...
And Zundel with the station wagon.
Oh, Zundel with the station wagon. Oh, okay. Okay, see, he's a yid that knows which...
This wasn't an expansion.
No. I'll go through the history of that also, but we have to do some learning. And I can give history lessons at a different time. So the Makor Chas, I remember with Rav Shechter telling him, Shai Greenwald, that this is going to be a Chashem Sefer, the Makor Chai and his parish on the Shulchan Aruch. And now, the Friedman Shulchan Aruchs, they print the Makor Chai in the Shulchan Aruch. So either you could get it separate volume the library has it, or you could just look in the Friedman Shulchan Aruchs, because in that they have the Makor Chai as well. Yeah, that's right. So let's see what it says in the Kor Chaim on page 5. The Kor Chaim, again, it's a parish on Shulchan Aruch. So he says like this, B'mata b'simcha. So the Gemara gives a... See, the Gemara is telling you the chiddush. But certain things are simcha be'etzim. There's the fact that it's a so-called lucky time, a good mazel time, that if you have to adjudicate with a guy, so go with that month and that. That's a chiddush. But certain things that simcha be'atzma, have others us. So what's simcha be'atzma? Also the Shmo kol zimra debana u depuma. Who? In other words, he says you can't hear music with instruments. Udapuma, meaning what? What do you call that today? What do you call the
acapella?
Acapella, right. Right. And acapella also not. Acapella also not. Imlo besudas mitzvah. Unless it's a sudas mitzvah. So that's the so that's what the Makor Chaim says. That the music, the matzah, the simcha, that you're, and this is Medina de Gemara, because in other words, this is not the whole 3 weeks. This is Mishanichnas. This is the din of the 9 days.
Kiddush is a non-instrumental.
You know, he says it.
So that's not necessarily
the Gemara. The Gemara speaks about Simcha. Why is that Simcha?
It's usually
I don't know if you have a good singer. I always say you go to Hasidic weddings, they usually have one person, maybe two people on tops. One Hasidic Yid has a good voice, Mike, he sings, and another maybe a keyboard guy. You don't need a 15-piece, not saying whatever thing, Right. So let's look now at the Eshel Avram. This is the Eshel Avram of Muchach. This is not the Eshel Avram of the Prima Garden. And who, this is Rav Avram Dov Warman. Who learned at Hank? Anyone went to Hank here? You want to Hank? Rabbi Warman was Rabbi and Hank, and this is from the Mishpacha of the Buchach. He was a descendant of the Buchach and Roth. Yeah. Take the Eishel Avram. So the Eishel Avram, Tav Kuf Nun Beis, says, Yirid Ira Be'erf Tishabov. It was like a Yerid, like a,
Market.
Yeah, a market. So they had a market. They want you to come shop, an outdoor market. So they came to the community, an Erev Tishabov. The Nishalti, in Nochal Lahakzi Mimbeso Kli Zemmer. So what was the Shaila? If he can have musical instruments, So they people will come into your house and play music for you. And then and that would attract you to go shopping. Oh. So is it proper to have Kli Zemer Bebeso? Nira Shakolafi Mahosa Kli Zemer. If you do Bavade Shebrak Matridim, may not them shum so simcha. Like Rabbi Black said to me, there's music and there's noise. You have to know, is this music or is this noise? So if it's the fellow who plays here, Tak, is very good. You know what I'm talking about? There's a man, he plays the bagpipes here. He plays for those that are not, from Herschel, you know what I'm talking about? There's a guy who plays the bagpipes here.
No, he, I'm not familiar.
Hopper's knows.
Right? What?
No, he's very good. He plays the Alter Rebbe's Diggin on Washington, on Amsterdam Avenue.
Yeah.
So he says, so that's the question. Nira Shakolafi Mahus HaKli Zemer. If you do Bavadei Shehim Rakma Trinin, in other words, it's just gets you to
go out and shop.
Oh, it's Matrida means to get your mind off something. It's a distraction. That's the word. If it's a distraction, so that's okay. He says, like, most of Toyosha music, it's just distractions. So therefore, a lesser percent. So then you would be usher. You call Mokum is Hartisha, the Chatzosayo, and this is Erev Tisha B'Av. Think about this for a second. Is the Erev Tisha B'Av is when the Yerid came, and that's when the guy was coming and playing music, an Erev Tisha B'Av. So he says, so you're allowed to let him in your house? You know, like people come, Lahavdil, yeshiva boys come and pour it to people. that's what I was discussing with Moshe Shapiro in the library. What does that mean? So the only thing I think he thought of maybe is means that he's playing in the... Because what it means, Moshe Shapiro didn't think it means that you're just having a guitar in your house. It means they would come and play in the house.
But then
maybe he would have it in his house and then the guy would come and play it. That's just like the Havdil, the yeshiva boys want you to give stucco, that they play music in your house. But these people want you to come out and come to the arena. Before Mokham is Harti, Mishachatzos Hayom, you'll see him, Misham Lagamri. But he says that from Chatzos Hayom you should, but in the morning, and the morning of Erev Tisha B'Av, you could have him play music because it's not really simcha; it's a distraction. Akim Yesh Shab Tzad Simcha also called Beit Hamitzara. But he says, but if it's a Tzad Simcha, then it's also the whole Beit Hamitzara. Moshe Chosuv Rabbi Shiduchim. That we said that if you have bikudim u'mecholos sasim, ach imvaday ein ba'em derech simcha, I efshel leser la'achem v'mashogel lahem l'revach parnas sasim. Both of them, but you can't stop it. In other words, they're then playing the music because they want to get parnas, that you should come to their yirid. So you can't stop them from that because it's. Because it's not really us we need it. It's not there simple. It's just a distraction. Like Rabbi Blake said, there's music and there's what? And there's distraction, a noise.
All sorts of other, classical music for anxiety.
Yeah, we're going to have to discuss what's the story of classical music.
Study.
Gabi Shiduchim, Akavana שמרים בני ישראל הם מרקתם בחולם, מה שאין כאן זה שריקם חילו דומה שאול אמנו מאור השמחה, לעם בני ישראל. See, if it's Yiddish music, that's Mor Simcha. But if it's Goyish music, it's not going to be Mor Simcha. See, Al Tisbach or Gil Ka'amit. From Mokum Achar Chatzos. But he says, after Chatzos, you know, we shouldn't have blasting. Even if you want to say it's like distraction. But after Chatzos and Erev Tisha B'Av, you know, Adkan. So but basically he's saying is Simcha Dika music you should really have. The whole Beit HaMitzvah, but the distraction music, you know all types of you know different models of music /noise that you can have up to Erev Tisha B'Av of Chatzos. Bichol Mokom Acher Chatzos be'Erev Tisha B'Av ein lahatir. Because she can't believe it, the Vashish Mahashash Mitzad Madhechet. But if it's some type of, Simcha Dika thing, then that's a different story. Okay, so we saw the Mekor Chaim that says Mamata Besimcha. So it's interesting that the Mekor Chaim only speaks about
the 9 days.
9 days. The Eishel Avram speaks about the whole 3 weeks. He says Yesh Bahem Tzad Simcha Asuk Chol Beit HaMitzar. Now, it could be he means the noise. What does that mean, Tzad Simcha? It means the music itself is Tzad Simcha, or you're doing it in conjunction with the Simcha, you're playing this music.
Yes.
What? Yes. But is it because there's an occasion? And you, Lavdaf, you say. But if Eilem Derech Simcha, well, like these people from the Yerid, that they would come in to and make this noise, the Gemara could say, so he thinks it's okay even up till Erev Tisha. That's what I asked. That's what I thought, but Ellie Goldberg said no. So we should learn. Let's look at the Magen Avraham. Because we didn't really read the whole Magen Avraham last time. About right, so let's see the Magen Avraham in a broader context than we saw last time. That's Tav Kuf Nun, page 7. Tav Kuf Nun, Sifkat Yud. So what is it? Let's see what it says in Shulchan Aruch first. Third line says, Ein Nosim Noshim. When is this? This is the 9 days, right? This is the 9 days? Right? That way we looked it up. Right? Air cooler, right? And the Layaris below Suda Mutta. But you can the Kaddish and Isha without a Suda's Mutta. And I feel the Tisha B'Av Atzmo. You can be Kaddish and Isha on Tisha B'Av. Layaris Shaloi Kadmenu Akhir. My parents got engaged on Tzai Yom Kippur. That's when my parents got engaged. Tzai Yom Kippur. It's a good time to get engaged. Right? You see that based in the Mishnah. Kumbav and Yom Kippur with the days of Shiduchim. So it's exactly. So my father got engaged to my mother on and then they got married on December 25th at Luigi Siegel's. Do you remember Luigi Siegel's?
Yes, I remember.
The younger generation, they don't know from Luigi Siegel's. But the older generation, you know from Luigi Siegel's. That was like a classic restaurant city. Yeah. When I got smicha, we went from the Chagas smicha to celebrate in Luigi Siegel's. That was in our family, that when my parents got married there, so it was a simcha dikha place to go there. Then he says, "Shaloi kamen rachum mehai time b'mutar laso shiduchim." So you can do shiduchim on the 9 days. And yesterday we were discussing what does that mean shiduchim, because you know, is shiduchim our engagement or engagement not even considered shiduchim? Maybe shiduchim was only when they had real tanoim. But certainly the engagement of today. People ask me this all the time. Could they get, somebody just called me up. And could they get engaged during the 3 weeks? So, you get engaged during the 3 weeks. Pasha says you can get engaged. I don't know if you get engaged with Tisha B'Av, because maybe that's an issue of Sheila Shalom.
Rabbi, you should have asked them if they're making Tanoim or not.
Right.
If they're making Tanoim, then it's Taka Shidduch, you're not allowed to. But if they're not just having a Lechayim, then they can do it.
When?
Even the 3 weeks, even the 9 days. You know,
well, he said Shidduchim is Mutter. Mutter Lasso Shidduchim.
But
the Magen Avraham says, Mehai time of Mutter Lasso Shidduchim during the 9 days, Stomi, he means real Tanoim.
Without a party, though. They can't make a party.
Yeah. He said you could.
Das Las Suda. You're not allowed to make a party with that. You know, you can write the Tanoim, but that's, you're going to have 5 people there. You can't have a whole.
And you can do Shidduchim also. So, an engagement. So, what about an engagement party? Engagement party should be put there also. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we're not talking about engagement. Some people have an engagement party with the large sushi. I don't know if it makes it. I don't know if sushi makes something a simple. If you have a band, I mean, somebody can't have a band. Can't have live music. I mean, assuming the live music is put there the rest of the year, you shouldn't have live music. Right. So you have potato chips.
As long as there's no dancing. No dancing.
Yeah. Right. It says, right. You call Mokam nearly the Asawasa Suda, feel blowing for the Bukhos. He says that you shouldn't have a Suda even without Rikuda. Below Dominic Suda's Prismila, the Lays May Simcha Klal. See, the Suda's Prismila is okay because it's not a Simcha. Hashem can come. Literally, I feel B'Shabbos or Salasa. So it's more than Rosh Chodesh on a time is also. You have to do Lays B'Shabbos. Review. Hashanogim Lothal B'Nim Rekachas Shaz Ksivis Atanoim for Bikri Suda. Whereas if you sell, give some Mazoidus. During the Tanoim, that's not a call to suit. So that would say the same thing with the engagement party today. What do they give you? Today they like to give for healthy ones. They like to give salads. You know, salads. salads and stuff. Yeah, some salad, some fresca. No, that's good. Literally, also lasos rechuda b'chol shviyud zayin b'tamas v'heilach. So it's right. So you shouldn't do rechuda b'chalos, but he could have. You can have a party, you have mina merkachas. But a suda means you have a suda. The question is today, in wealthy circles, they'll give you mamish chicken, and so the suda means dafka hamotzi? Or it could mean, I don't know, he says, mina merkachas is buta. You have an official suda, means mamish like a, you know, I don't know, it could be that if you have, you know, they give you a hamper, hato.
Pigs in a blanket.
Blankets. Yeah. I don't know, does that make it a suda? Or is that like, that's like mina merkachas, I would say. Franks in the blankets. That's me. Zonos, Franks in the blankets, Zonos. Okay. Okay, so that is the famous Prima Gardum on page 8. He says like this, Rekudim Rukholim, Shiva Sabatamas also Abulo Eris and Klaal. Rekudim Rukholis is also even without Eris. Israel ship Parnasoso Klezemer, but say that's your Parnasa. You play at Chasidus. That's your Parnasa. Israel ship Parnasa Klezemer, Eitzel Eno Yisrael, the base Mishtos, Yerek, Kide Parnasa Shari Vade. But whatever you need for your Parnasa, you can play musical instruments during this time. Was this talking about during the 9 days? He's talking about Goyish is simple. A Jew is not going to make it simple like that. He's not going to hire you. A Goy is going to hire you. A Goy is going to hire you. He says, Parnoso Kalizema Eitzel Eino Yisrael. That's a Pella. So he's saying it's talking about a goyish function. He says, because for you, it's not a simcha.
It's a business.
It's a business. Somebody just called me yesterday about a camper in camp where the counselor is a Yud Beis Chodesh for their parents. And there's music, you know, a lot of different musical things in camp. Rishis, could you say that the counselor has to be there with the kids? That's the job. That's a job. You know, something to think about. You know, so therefore, even, you know, so the counselor can't say, "Well, it's music here. I can't." after the kids, so it could be. I'm not saying 100%, but it could be that this prima gardum would be relevant for that situation. Because when you, but it's usher, even klezemer, he's saying is mutter, it's parnasa. But I don't know exactly. Camp, it's not a real parnasa, but this is talking about mamash, a real parnasa. So it's not exactly the same. But it's something. He's getting what? Well,
Counselor's getting paid.
But this means that this person's parnasa.
His soul parnasa.
This is his parnasa. This is his musician, right? Okay, maybe it's not. But that was the svara I was thinking about when the person was asking this to Shiloh. Okay, so Rabbi Moshe, Bez Hashem, we got up to page 9 in the packet, so on Monday we'll continue.
We have Shiron, it's July 4th.
Yeah, it's July 4th, but we said that even July 4th, we can still learn Torah.
Okay.
We have a heter. We said, Ein Bein Choron El Misha Oisik Matara, so it's Independence Day, as what somebody said before. It's not even Dittelach, so I'm sure we can learn.